She's a Boston area labor and delivery nurse. She's pregnant, and she's got COVID-19. Amanda Joyce is on the mend, but her anxiety is holding strong. WBUR's Martha Biemiger has her story.
There's just a tickle in her throat. Amanda Joyce barely notices it during a couple of busy days at work on the labor and delivery floor at Newton Wellesley Hospital.
That night, I was like on a video call with my sister, and she was like, "Oh, you have a little bit of cough." And I was like, "Oh, I guess I gotta do." And then the next morning on Saturday, it was like fever, body aches so bad, like someone had just done WrestleMania. Like, I've just totally took me down.
When the disease hits, Joyce is 5.5 months pregnant. She gets through 3 days of grinding pain, headaches so bad she can't sleep, and a fever she cannot control. Then Joyce calls her OB, who recommends a coronavirus test.
And I was like, I just don't think so. Like, there's just no way. Like, I am one of those people that Clorox everything or whatever. So I was really convinced I had the flu.
By the time the lab confirms she's positive, Joyce can't move. She lies in bed sobbing, using a phone app to test the baby's heart rate. A week later, Joyce is gasping for air and heads to the emergency room. Doctors run some tests and decide it's best not to admit her. But 2 days later, Joyce is back. She has chest pains, that rattling breath that signals pneumonia, and she can't keep anything down.
She was getting worse, and I was trying to do whatever I can to help prevent her from being admitted to the hospital.
Dr. Daniel Katz specializes in maternal fetal medicine. He deals with a lot of high-risk pregnancies. With Joyce in an isolation room, hooked up to IV fluids and an EKG, a team of obstetricians and infectious disease specialists confer. She's their first COVID-positive pregnant patient. The doctors decide to put Joyce on a combination of an antibiotic and hydroxychloroquine. Also known by its brand name Paquinol, it's that drug President Trump has been promoting.
The data that supports treatment, whether pregnant or not, with that medication regimen is not very robust.
But there are no proven treatments for COVID-19. Katz's goal is to help Joyce keep breathing on her own and avoid a ventilator. Joyce worries about taking the meds, but she trusts her doctors, and she needs to breathe.
It's still a little anxiety-provoking, but if the mom's not good, the baby's not going to be good.
Joyce goes home, with doctors monitoring her heart rate. Paquinol can disrupt heart rhythms. Her breathing gets easier. Was it the drugs? Or did COVID-19 just finish pummeling Amanda Joyce? That's one of many unknowns she may help resolve. Joyce has agreed to answer surveys and send her medical records to researchers at UC San Francisco, who've launched a nationwide study of pregnant women who have the disease.
It's really hard to say we don't know.
Dr. Stephanie Gaw, one of the study investigators, says there's very limited research on core questions about COVID-19 in pregnancy. Does the coronavirus affect development of the fetus? Does it make an early delivery more likely? Is the virus transferred to the newborn, or are some born immune?
Most people understand, you know, there are certain risks, but not even being able to say, like, what to look out for or what those risks are is really hard to take care of patients due to the uncertainty of the whole pandemic.
What about the chest pain and pressure? Is that
like
still there?
That, I actually will say has, like, definitely improved. I still have to take...
Joyce's sister, Mariah Hill, calls every day. The chest pains have eased, but after 4 weeks of COVID-19, Joyce still has a low-grade fever, and Hill is worried.
It makes me feel like the infection's, like, still there, you know, which is just nuts at this point, you know.
Hill and other family members and friends who'd normally stop by to help cook or clean or visit can't with COVID-19. So Hill organized food deliveries for Joyce's husband and her son, and lots of fluids for Joyce, who wasn't eating.
At the very least, she needs to drink, you know, so, like, let's send her Gatorade and Pedialyte pops, and, you know, I can at least do that.
Joyce is working her way through those 12 cases of Gatorade. She's anxious to get back to the hospital for a checkup on the baby, but Joyce isn't sure when she'll go back to work. And she's struggling with some guilt. On those days when Joyce had a cough she didn't even notice, she might have infected some coworkers.
The first day I found out, I cried, like, so hard. I was on the phone with my boss, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I worked Thursday, Friday. I had not a clue. Like, it didn't even register for me. That was a tough one, for sure, to, like, come to terms with that.
There's a lot to come to terms with now as Joyce thinks about re-entering a world turned upside down in the month she's been sick, a world into which Joyce and her husband hope to bring a healthy baby girl. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.